Hachette Audio presents My Little Pony, the movie, The Stormy Road to Canterlot. Prologue. Tempest Shadow stood on the deck of the airship, looking down at Canterlot. The royal castle stood in the middle of the capital. She was hidden in the clouds high above. No pony could see her. No pony even knew she was there. "It's an impressive city," she said, turning to Grubber. "But we have our chance. The Friendship Festival is happening soon."
"You think that would be a good time to steal the magic from the princesses?"
Grubber asked. He sat next to her on the deck of the ship, talking in between bites of his muffin. "The perfect time. We can descend from the airship to be safe," Tempest said. "There will be so many ponies in Canterlot during the festival, and every pony will be busy and having fun. We'll take them all by surprise."
"Genius plan," Grubber said.
"Now let's take one last look around. We should find out exactly where the entrance to the castle is, and what each of the princesses looks like. The more we know about Canterlot before the Friendship Festival, the better."
"But don't I need a disguise?"
Grubber asked. It felt like years since Tempest Shadow had met Grubber. The short, round creature was less than half her size, with a tuft of white hair and piercing blue eyes. She hadn't seen a creature like him before, in Equestria or anywhere else. She grabbed two cloaks from the airship cabin and draped one over herself and one over Grubber. Then she ordered the ship down toward Canterlot. They'd dock on the outskirts of the city and make their way to the center. Who knew what they would find there?